It's my great pleasure to welcome back to WBJC after quite an absence, Jarl Holbert, and we're going to talk about the 2019 William Kanabe International Piano Competition, all taking place on the UMBC campus. Jarl, good to see you after a while.
Good to see you too.
So now I know that the competition actually started earlier than the 6th through the 9th of June. You get videotapes from people who want to enter. Is that correct?
Yeah. They submit videos online of their performance, and the judges review and decide who to accept into the semifinal rounds.
Now, in this competition, you have both solo and concerto competitions, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Now, this year, you're actually going to have make the semifinals open for public viewing. Is that correct?
Yeah, the semifinals take place the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th of June. We have the younger students from ages 7 on the earlier on Thursday. Then we have ages 18 to 25 solo rounds on Friday, the 7th, and the concerto semifinal rounds on Saturday, the 8th.
Now, the 18 to 25, that's something new, is it not?
Yeah, in the previous years, we only went up to age 17, but this year we have we opened it up to age 25.
Now, the participants come from all over, don't they?
Yeah, we have students coming from internationally from Europe. We had semifinals from Asia. So we have people coming from overseas to perform here in Baltimore.
And about how many will actually make the final cut from the semifinal up to the final?
We have a total of 6 categories. There are 4 solo rounds divided by ages and 2 concerto rounds divided by ages. And we're expecting to get between 4 and 5 for each category for the finals.
And about how young is the youngest you'll have?
I believe we do have a 7-year-old coming into the semifinals this year. So so we may get a young one on stage at the finals, but some of the young ones can outplay some of the older ones. So it's fantastic to watch.
I'll bet it is. Now, this is all at the UMBC campus. The finals will be at the Linehan Concert Hall, but the semifinals are going to be at another facility. Is that right?
Yeah, in the UMBC Department of Music, there's a facility called the Music Box where we're holding the semifinals.
And it's near the concert hall?
It's near the concert hall. Yeah, just down the hallway.
Now, what times will these be taking place?
The semifinals on Thursday begin at around 3, on Friday at around 1. On Saturday, the concerto rounds begin at around 9:30 in the morning. And then the final rounds on Sunday begin at 10:30.
Now, do you have a full orchestra there for the concerto rounds?
No, for this competition, we have an accompanist, so the concerto performers play with accompanist, mm-hmm. and then our goal is to find an orchestra for one or more of the winners once the competition is done. We'll have professionally done video that we'll be able to share with conductors.
Now, the finals will have both solo and a concerto competition, right?
Correct. Yeah, concerto competition happens a little bit later in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Our finals start at 10:30, and the last round is at 6 o'clock.
And that mm-hmm. will be at the Linehan Concert Hall.
And that's going to be in the Linehan Concert Hall. Information about that and tickets for the final round are on our website.
The phone number I have here for information is 410-303-5043, and that's extension 4, right?
That's right.
And the website is www.kanabe, and that's spelled K-N-A-B-E, institute.org. My guest, Jarl Holbert, with the 2019 William Kanabe International Piano Competition taking place in June. Jarl, thanks for coming down, and good luck with the competition this year.
Thank you, Mark.